Scriptures. When holy men of God write or speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, their words shall be Scripture, shall be the will of the Lord, shall be the mind of the Lord, shall be the word of the Lord, shall be the voice of the Lord, and the power of God unto salvation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 4. The official, canonized scriptures of the Church, often called the standard works, are the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. These books of Scripture are described on pages 156 through 159. Importance of Daily Scripture Study. The principal purpose of Scriptures is to testify of Christ, helping us come unto Him and receive eternal life. See John chapter 5, verse 39, chapter 20, verse 31, 1 Nephi chapter 6, verse 4, Mosiah chapter 13, verses 33 through 35. The prophet Mormon testified, "Whosoever will may lay hold upon the word of God, which is quick and powerful, which shall divide asunder all the cunning and the snares and the wiles of the devil, and lead the man of Christ in a straight and narrow course across that everlasting gulf of misery, which is prepared to engulf the wicked, and land their souls, yea, their immortal souls, at the right hand of God in the kingdom of heaven, to sit down with Abraham and Isaac and with Jacob, and with all our holy fathers, to go no more out." Helaman chapter 3, verses 29 through 30. Latter-day prophets counsel us to study the Scriptures every day, both individually and with our families. They encourage us, as Nephi encouraged his brethren, to liken the Scriptures to ourselves, finding ways that the sacred accounts of old apply in our lives today. See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 23 through 24. They exhort us to search the Scriptures, John chapter 5, verse 39, and feast upon the words of Christ, 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. You will benefit greatly by following this counsel. Daily, meaningful Scripture study helps you to be receptive to the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. It builds your faith, fortifies you against temptation, and helps you draw near to your Heavenly Father and His beloved Son. Develop a plan for your personal study of the Scriptures. Consider setting aside a certain amount of time each day to study the Scriptures. During that time, read carefully, being attentive to the promptings of the Spirit. Ask your Heavenly Father to help you know what He would have you learn and do. Continue reading the Scriptures, particularly the Book of Mormon, throughout your life. You will rediscover the treasures of the Scriptures again and again, finding new meaning and application in them as you study them at different stages of life. If you are married, set aside time each day to read the Scriptures as a family. This effort may be difficult, but it will yield wonderful eternal results. Under the guidance of the Spirit, plan Scripture reading that will meet the needs of your family. Do not be afraid of reading the Scriptures to small children. The language of those sacred records has power to touch even the very young. The Bible. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is a sacred record of God's dealings with His covenant people in the Holy Land. It includes the teachings of such prophets as Moses, Joshua, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel. The New Testament records the birth, mortal ministry, and atonement of the Savior. It concludes with the ministry of the Savior's disciples. Because the Bible has been translated many times, it is printed in different versions. In English, the King James Version of the Bible is accepted as Scripture by the Church. In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we revere the Bible and its sacred teachings. We can receive strength and comfort from the biblical accounts of God's dealings with His people. The Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. The Book of Mormon came forth in this dispensation by the will of the Lord. It is a record of God's dealings with the people who lived in the ancient Americas. Prophets of the Lord engraved the original records on gold plates. the Lord declared that the Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 9. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 12. On September 22, 1827, an angel named Moroni, the last Book of Mormon prophet, delivered these records to the prophet Joseph Smith. By the gift and power of God, the prophet Joseph translated the record into English. Since then, the Book of Mormon has been translated into many other languages. The primary purpose of the Book of Mormon is to convince all people that Jesus is the Christ, the eternal God, manifesting himself unto all nations. Title page of the Book of Mormon. It teaches that all people must come unto him, or they cannot be saved. 1 Nephi chapter 13, verse 40. Joseph Smith said that the Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion, and a man will get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. Introduction to the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is another witness for the truths taught in the Bible. It also restores plain and precious truths that have been lost from the Bible through errors in translation or taken away in attempts to pervert the right ways of the Lord. See 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 24 through 27 and verses 38 through 41. The Bible and the Book of Mormon shall grow together unto the confounding of false doctrines and laying down of contentions and establishing peace. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 12. Near the end of the Book of Mormon, the prophet Moroni teaches us how we can know the book is true. When ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. See also verses 3 and 5. The Doctrine and Covenants. The Doctrine and Covenants contains revelations given to the prophet Joseph Smith. It also includes a few revelations given to other Latter-day prophets. This book of Scripture is unique because it is not a translation of ancient documents. It is a collection of revelations given by the Lord to his chosen prophets in the latter days. The prophet Joseph Smith said that the Doctrine and Covenants is the foundation of the church in these last days and a benefit to the world, showing that the keys of the mysteries of the kingdom of our Savior are again entrusted to man. Section heading for Doctrine and Covenants, section 70. The Pearl of Great Price. The Pearl of Great Price contains the Book of Moses, the Book of Abraham, the prophet Joseph Smith's inspired translation of Matthew chapter 24, and some writings of the prophet Joseph. The Book of Moses is a small excerpt from Joseph Smith's inspired translation of the Bible. It is a more complete record of Moses' writings at the beginning of the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. It contains many doctrines and teachings that were lost from the Bible and gives additional information about the plan of salvation, the creation of the earth, and the Lord's dealings with Adam and Enoch. The Book of Abraham is a translation of ancient records written on papyrus that came into the possession of the church in 1835. The prophet Joseph Smith translated the records by revelation. This book contains truths about the premortal council in heaven, the creation of the earth, the nature of God, and the priesthood. Joseph Smith, Matthew, adds to our knowledge of the Savior's teachings about his second coming. The writings of Joseph Smith and the Pearl of Great Price include Joseph Smith History, which is an excerpt from the Prophet's History of the Church. It is a narrative of the events leading to the restoration of the church, including the first vision, the visits of Moroni to the prophet Joseph, the obtaining of the gold plates, and the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood. The Articles of Faith, which the prophet Joseph Smith wrote as basic statements of belief and doctrine. Additional references, Romans chapter 15, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26, Alma chapter 17, verses 2 through 3, 3 Nephi chapter 23, verses 1 through 5, Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 33 through 36, and the 8th Article of Faith. See also Prophets, Restoration of the Gospel, Revelation.